Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to another episode of Empowering Bites. And I just have to say, like, Gabby, you look good today, girl.
Is it because of my empowerment?
Yes, because you're on brand. You are on brand, girlfriend. You're on brand. That's right. And so we're really, really excited. Gabby has been my co-host since the beginning. Seven seasons. It's awesome. Wow. And I remember it was a conversation. I remember I was in my car. I remember exactly where I was driving when you said it. And I was like, well, why don't we do it together? And you're like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I remember celebrating you because you just had a podcast. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what it looks like, but maybe when you have your 10th episode, let me interview you, or your 50th or 100th.
I was like,
you
every know, other episode, let's go.
You're like, I got a better idea. I was like, okay.
And we've been it's just weird. We've been doing it consistently for seven seasons. That's almost seven. I know COVID, there was an event, there was a fast forward in COVID because we did like, I don't know what happened, but I think we unlocked like three seasons like in a year or something like that. Remember that? But now technically after that, it's been every season's a year. It's like a 52 episodes, of which 26 are ours.
That is amazing. We're gonna have to celebrate the next milestone.
I think we have to. I think we gotta figure out how many episodes and then do a milestone. Do something. Go and look at our favorite topics. Anyway, coming soon, listeners. Coming soon.
But what a great segue into today's topic because it is about celebration. It's about leading. Well, I think so. Leading, celebrating, it's what we need. We need a leadership event. And it was funny because when I originally chatted with you about your idea, you said to me, it's not just another leadership event. You said, it's a
movement.
So let's talk about that. I want to unpack that. Like, who is this event for? Why is it a movement? Let's talk about your lead summit.
Yeah.
That's coming up on May
24th. Yes, I know. It's coming up in 22 days, actually, from now. Beautiful. From 10 to 4 in North York at S3 Space. Really, really beautiful, creative space. We have the entire venue, ample parking. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. We'll share the link in all of those things. Okay. This shameless plug promo. But if I think back to Empowered My Skin was born in 2014. And I remember I had my first event. Shout outs to Natalie Thompson, who really encouraged me to do the first one. And 38 people showed up, and I was watching footage from it. Like, it was really awesome. Like, the room was full, like, you know, and this, but I wouldn't recognize it was like 38 people. And a dear friend of mine actually too has since passed on. So Burns, I was watching her deliver her talk, and I was looking at all the women, and I fast forward now to 11 years later, and I just know that that same type of magic is going to be created. Because when I think humans come together for a common goal to grow, to learn, to amplify, to increase, to elevate, it something magical truly happens. And so LEAD came out through, in large part, I'm in tech, so why wouldn't I? So, I have conversations with ChatGPT all the time, right? And I had this conversation with Chat, and I said, you know me, you know the things that are important, you know the things that I, you know, what fundamentally do you think are the, like, what movement do you believe in this day and age that I still desire and purpose to unlock? And they're like, I really truly do believe you want to see everyone lead, you know? Aww. And I just was like, yeah, the lead movement, you know? And then I start to think about what activates my lead, my leadership, right? Like, so every day I'm learning something new. Every day I'm doing my affirmations so that I think up, right? I try as much as I can to elevate my thinking. I try as much as I can when I have an idea to not wait and say, oh, I'm going to start Monday. I just start,
yeah.
You know, activate that desire. And then I will be honest with you. Like, I'm not trying to fit in, man. Like I think there's something so sexy about being disruptive,
right? Yes. You know? Of course.
And I think if you could do it in a way that really just challenges the status quo and uniquely positions you to really know who you are in a room, irrespective of who's in that room or what that room looks like.
Yeah.
And I call it a movement because this is not just an event. I'm not trying to just get people into a room, but it's really about how transcendent can this experience be so that when people leave, just their movement leads others, right? Leads others to move and then leads them to move others to lead. Like, you know, so it's just this domino effect. You know me, I'm like domino effect. Of leadership, right? Like it's beyond the titles. It's really about giving your step purpose, giving your voice, you know, audible recognition so that when you speak, mm-hmm. people know what you stand for, you know? And you can't do that unless, of course, you lead. And I'll give a little bit of a sneak peek, but I will deliver some of a short talk, you know. And it's called Don't Drop the Lead. Don't drop your lead. Yeah. Yeah, don't drop the lead. And what I mean by that is, like, if I think about, like, even the year that I'm navigating out of, you know, into this year, like there's one thing it was a non-negotiable. I was not going to stop leading my life, leading others, and leading like at a global level. You know what I mean? Like I didn't miss one podcast episode, right? Like not one. And it was a really challenging year, you know?
Yeah.
You went through it with me, right? And so, you know, I think it's like, that's the talk. It's like, don't drop the lead ever.
Yeah.
Don't drop the lead.
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you something, you drop the lead, somebody's going to come running up right behind you.
And you stay committed. Yeah. I saw you. You stayed committed through the whole thing. You didn't get distracted. Mm-hmm.
So lead stands for learn, elevate, activate, and disrupt. And I truly do. And it's because real leadership doesn't just follow the rules. It creates them, right? Like it, So that's really about it. The other thing that's really intentional is I'm kind of going back to basics where everyone that is speaking at the event is intentionally handpicked. And these are humans that mostly directly, there is one person that I'm looking for I still haven't locked down. So I have one speaker spot left, but it's very specific. I'm looking for a futurist to speak at the event, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but all the other speakers, and we've started to announce them, that they have, there's something very profound that they have through their leadership led me to become, you know what I mean? Like, and so they have such a profound impact to who I am on today. And that's how I started, right? Like I didn't start by reaching out to people that were like, you know, people I just kind of followed. I reach out to people who had direct impact in my life, that each and every single one of them, I had a personal story and had a personal reason why I felt that I needed to create a platform to further amplify their gifting, you know?
Beautiful.
And trust me, these humans that are coming, it's not like they need my platform because they're already amplified. But my platform needs them, you know what I mean? Like, yes. And I feel to share their brilliance, you know?
Love that. Mm-hmm. So why would someone want to attend? What highlights can they
expect? Oh my gosh. Well, I think that you have just an insatiable desire to really understand when you are in a room, and this might be for a podcast episode coming up, but when you are in a room, you know what problem you solve at that table, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that was something I'm intentionally trying not to, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I do tend a lot of podcasts, like conferences or sit on panel discussions, and we're still like talking, especially women, talking about the imposter syndrome, you know? And typically, like, so we talk about that. We're still talking about like the importance of networking, the importance of getting a coach, mentor, and sponsor. And I'm not discounting, all of these are actually really important topics. So I'm not trying to downplay them in any way, but it's almost like at what point have you out-conferenced, out-read, out understood these concepts to just say, okay, you know what? I don't have there's nothing imposter about me, right? Remember that movement that I went through? Mentor, check, got many. Coach, oh yeah, got a coach. In fact, you know, for different parts of my life. Sponsorship, yeah, I know who my sponsors are and I actually understand how sponsorship works, right?
Sure, yeah.
And like all those other things, like introvert, extrovert, like labels, like nope, not doing the label thing. I know I have a voice at the, so like check, check, check. Like all of those sort of, you know, networking. Oof, I'm a super networker. I'm now connecting other people to other people to get work done, right? Yeah. And so beyond that, let's talk about what it takes to lead billion-dollar project portfolios in a big corporation. What do those kind of conversations look like? How do you even prepare yourself to like have them, you know? What does it take to like get yourself to the top of like, or the ability to like negotiate, you know, millions of dollars to support your business, right? Like, you know, so it's about unlocking sort of that next level of, you know, that toolkit pieces, like, you know, that you need in order to like, when you're knocking at the door to get into a room, and a lot of times it's going to be rooms that there's not a lot of people that maybe look like you, but when you step in there, you actually know your value is set at that table, right? You know that they're benefiting from your presence, and there's nothing that's dimming your shine. Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've heard you say in the last podcast recording is it's not just about being invited to the table, but it's about being fed.
Yes, yes, yes. Right? Yes, yes.
And I love that. I love that. And so who else do you think would be in the room? Like, why would I purchase a ticket? Because I know the value of networking. Yeah. I know the value of proximity.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard our proximity episode, listen to the it's the next one. Yeah. Actually, we're going to be talking about proximity in the next episode. And, but yeah, why, who's going to be there?
Why? So I believe that you're going to find, the ability to meet other people in corporate spaces, right? Like I obviously recognize that a large part of Empowered My Skin attracts people in corporate, and Empowered My Skin attracts entrepreneurs, right? And it's going to probably be people that either want to make that step away from corporate into an entrepreneurship role or are entrepreneurs and really want to really understand how do they further lead their product? How do they lead their teams? How do they just lead life? Like, how do they lead on all dimensions of life? I think you're going to find men, you're going to find women, predominantly women.
Love it.
But I know that there's some men that have purchased their tickets. I see there's some couples that are coming, but I think that like networking is just so important, and it's beyond like you actually need to start to be really insatiably curious about the giftings that others have, because that's the power of your network, is when you understand that, because that's when that's when you can activate your network, which is the whole activation piece of lead. Yeah. So there's going to be like just a great, I think, a diverse set of humans that are probably in those spaces, like either corporate or entrepreneurship, that really want to elevate their lead.
Ah, that's great. And before we wrap up, did you want to share why you chose the MCs that you did?
So let me announce, that was a good plug. Let me announce some of the folks that are going to be emceeing and hosting this event. And so one of them is everything has been really very intentional. And a lot of the humans that said yes to being like engulfed in this mission are near and dear to me. And so guess who? Like this co-host, Gabby 1B Mimone, is a co-emceeing with their co-hosting with their executive producer, Trisha Blake, and also the podcast host of and founder of My Third Bloom. Yes, the rich auntie in the metaverse. Yeah, so really, really excited. You both are going to bring such incredible energy. And the audience is going to have a lot of fun. I mean, you are an incredible host, actually. And I'm so grateful. So grateful to have your skill set and talent just make this day like epic.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. I'm honored to be part of the event. I know Trisha is as well. What a beautiful co-host. We're going to have a blast. The attendees, you know, for those that are listening, go online, get your ticket, bring your team, bring your besties, your spouse. It's going to be an epic, epic event. Lead May 24th.
That's right. Lead, y'all. Lead, lead, lead. It is a movement, and I look forward to seeing you. And sadly, this is where we have to say, I'm Inc.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.